folk musician Ben Kaplan with an opening set by Kingston's Princess Towers. On October 25th, indie darling Sky Wallace comes to town. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you there.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 23rd. Hi, I'm Skylar James, your host of Sky's the Limit, the radio show where every week, depending on the time of year, the weather, what's going on, we pick a different genre or theme of music to play. This week, we're doing acoustic bedroom pop, and by we, I do only mean me, Skylar. I am unfortunately missing my co-host Abby this week, to no fault of their own. It's kind of a me problem where I've gotten stuck in a location that I didn't think I would get stuck in for 2 weeks instead of one, and so I am recording this on my laptop with no mic plugged in, so if I sound a little different than usual, that would be why. Because one, this is not live. It's about Monday, actually, at 8 p.m. And two, I just don't have a microphone. So hey, but alas, we persist. And this week, it's going to be a bit of a chill show. Anyways, like I mentioned, acoustic, bedroom pop, whatever that means sort of to you, we're going to kind of go all over the place. We're going to go into some folkier stuff, just generally down tempo, lots of guitar, plucky strings, lots of piano. We're gonna get a little sad towards the end. You know, it's October. There's a chill in the air. I figured, what better time to do a show like this one than right now? And I listen to a lot of this type of music, so it's gonna be good. I'm very proud of this playlist. We're gonna start off, though, with a Kingston local from her new album released earlier this year called Summer's Morning. Anthea Fever here with January to December.
It's January in your garden. The spray from the sea keeps your heart intact. Well, I'm buried. Springtime to weave her willow. You take me for a walk down the streets you grew up. On Davy, you talk about being so goddamn tough. It was that very first December. Shape of the kitchen is all I remember. How you would bear me to your apartment. Stop at the store for a reason to start with. You kiss me just to see if it made you feel young. Then list the ways I'll be in. Together was not so wrong. I would have married you that summer, hiding your messages from my mother under the cherry blossom cover. I could believe we were made for each other. taken for a walk down the streets you grew up. In English Bay, stop for a minute, catch the sun. It's January. It's January.
Met you at the dive bar to go shoot some pool, make fun of the cowboys with the neck tattoos, ask you easy questions about work and school, I'm trying to be cool about it, feeling like an absolute fool about it, wishing you were kind enough to be cruel about it, telling myself I can always do without it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
I came prepared for absolution if you'd only so I take some offense when you say no regrets. I remember it's impossible to pass your test, but I'm trying to forget about it, feeling like I'm breaking a sweat about it, wishing you would kindly get out of my head about it. One day I'll forget about it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
Once I took your medication to know what it's like, and now I have to act like I can't read your mind. Ask you how you're doing and I let you lie, but we don't have to talk about it, I can walk you home and practice method acting, I'll pretend being with you doesn't feel like drowning, telling you it's nice to see how good you're doing, even though you know it isn't true.
Genius, cool about it, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I don't think you can do a, like, acoustic bedroom show without playing at least one Boy Genius song, and that's one of my favorites. I think top three. I think maybe my, like, running top three right now are Cool About It, True Blue, and then I always forget the name of the last one, so I'm looking it up right now, Powers. Yeah, it's a good one. Powers is from the Rest EP. The other ones are from the record, their album. Speaking of favorites, this next song comes from one of my favorite albums released so far this year. Definitely in the running for holding a spot on the famed Skylar's Top 10 Albums list of the year that I make every year. So we'll see about it, but it's in the running. From Toronto-based artist Nemesis, her album Verbatim, this is Misconstrued.
Been floating only to realize I'd run out of paper. Just sits as outline letters on the counter. right. They will assume what's not inside, 'cause that's what they do. I'll see you soon. Don't know what you look like when you return. Or will you turn into change face? I'll know it's you, 'cause I created you. See you soon. Look how you grew.
Biba Doobie there with Tie My Shoes. That is off of Biba Doobie's newest album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves, released earlier this year. Let me speak on Biba Doobie for a second. There are very few artists that I actually gatekeep. Biba Doobie is one of them. I've been there. Listen, if there's anyone who I've been there for, it's Biba Doobie. Since like 2018, when she released her debut album / I don't know if it was actually an EP, Patched Up, I have been there, and I have been a Biba Doobie super fan since then. Did I see her live in 2020 and it was probably the worst gig I've ever been to? Yes, to no fault of her own, though. Her audience is just atrocious. And she has said that on her current tour, that her audience is just bad at being a concert audience. So I haven't seen her live since. The concert did put me off of her a bit, but This Is How Tomorrow Moves. What a spectacular album. Just from front to back, it is fantastic. I think it's some of B's best work. I've definitely spoken about it on the radio before, but yeah, she's definitely grown into her own style. She's got it now. But I don't think I could let myself do a like bedroom pop show without featuring at least one Biba Doobie song. And I was going to feature something older, like from Patched Up or earlier EPs even. But I don't know. I wanted to give her new album a chance to shine as well. Speaking of new, because I just have kind of loaded this playlist up with new stuff from Hozier's newest EP, Unaired. This is Hozier and Bedouin with That You Are.
It's the sound of it that brings me there. The city locked into a song of prayer. It finds no melody. Every moment of the working day, the twitching muscles in each step I take, the prayer is all of me. That I be thank you.
I sat for so long that I built a home. They tap at the windows and think they were bones. Lay hands on the bricks and I'd sweat from inside. I could feel it. Now here you are with your mallet and light. Out of your own house, you think it's alright. Don't touch my windows, my bricks or my rules, I won't hear it. Open the door, how do I know? Stillness means end or is danger just slow? I do not trust you, don't trust myself. But someone was listening when I called for help. Can't tell the difference on unsteady floor. Will I be rewarded or lose even more? Safety in numbers, but I never said I was ready. Open the door, what if we find one was enough? Now we should have stayed blind. I do not trust you, don't trust myself, but someone was listening. Deep down I know I take the terror, then go it alone.
Dodie there with Someone Was Listening, and you are listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is Dodie's newest single, made for the upcoming Life is Strange game. If you've been listening for more than a couple minutes, you might have heard me talk about Biba Doobie and how I rarely gatekeep artists other than Biba Doobie. Dodie does, in fact, fit in to that sort of sphere of artists that I actually gatekeep. I have been listening to Dodie since, let's take it back, 2016, I think. And before that, I, you know, knew of her because of YouTube and stuff like that. But I've been a fan since 2016. And I've been there. And again, she's one of the artists where it's like, I can't do a bedroom pop show without featuring her. She's just so crucial to like the soft spoken pop genre, and because a lot of the music, or most of the music that she's made, has been like this for so long. The ghostly stuff is new though from her. That like unsureness in her music has come over the last 3 to 4 years, and I'm loving that little turn from her, the darkness that her music has taken. We're going to continue on with some softer stuff, new from Canadian artist Jonah Yano, featuring Claro. This is Snowpath.
It's just interest after the kind that's barked and already inside. And here we are, side by side, arm in arm, tangled in my life till we're braided like a my hat and a clementine. That's what you mean to me. Well, I get sick with your heart and mind, and the moon gets dim and the room gets bright. If there's no rhythm to an unstoked fire, when my eyes meet the window, will the world be white? It's just interest after all, the kind of moment when you know someone from very far. Listen to the steps, anticipate the move they make down the hall to the stairs into my room, and poems with fruit for me and for you.
Meg Gibson there with I Could Never Get the Words Right. That is from Meg Gibson's debut album, Leave the Door Open, released in August of last year. Meg Gibson is a Kingston and Montreal-based music artist, actor, just general fantastic artist, visual artist, I guess, as well, and also my very dear friend. Although that's not just why I'm saying good things about her. I mean, you heard the song. What a banger. I say banger and it's like one of the saddest songs you've ever heard. Hey, this is what I get when Abby's not here, okay? When I host a show alone in October and it's like that time of year where you notice that it's getting dark out as you're like driving home from work, you're like, oh wow, like seasons are a thing. I find that this time of year is when I remember that seasons are a thing because the sun start setting earlier. Anyways, if I host a show alone at this time of year, you're gonna expect some sad music. And yeah, I'm gonna call it bangers, because maybe it is. We're gonna get into some more demo-y stuff now. New from Lizzie McAlpine off of the, I guess, deluxe version of her newest album, Older. It's called Older and Wiser. This is the demo of Method Acting.
I put the knife in slowly through the ribcage to your heart.
promise that I never meant for it to end this way. I don't know why, but you'll forgive me, and I'll take that to my grave. Say you'd rather live unfairly if it keeps me in your life. Are we in a 90s movie? Who just says that with a straight face? Method acting like you love me, living constantly in pain. I swear.
Same word. Since you what to say. Cause I like cars more than telephones. Your voice in my head makes me feel so alone. Tonight I'm gonna cry. The silver moon is shining bright over the interstate. God saying, hurry, don't delay. Soon the sun will rise. That's when the romance dies. I'm just tired of running around. But I love you even if I'm gonna feel it all the time I get to you. Now the sky is turning blue, the stars they disappear. One by one in daylight, dear. And yes, you're in my head. That doesn't make you here. And I've lost all my friends, but you're the one I miss the most. And now I'm almost there. Yeah, I'm almost to the coast. And if I had any notion of how much I might car across the Atlantic Ocean, I'd be sad.
Fire there with Cars and Telephones. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I absolutely love that track from Arcade Fire there. That is an unreleased track that I guess Arcade Fire themselves forgot about. I'm not too sure about the lore from this track. I heard it on YouTube, like, what now feels like a bajillion years ago. I think I was a fan of this song before I really understood who Arcade Fire was, which to me is crazy because it feels like I've been listening to them forever. But anyways, that song, one of my favorites of theirs. I just love also the, like, grittiness you get from it being an unreleased song. And there's, like, obviously this recording that's been passed through, like, so many people and then just uploaded to YouTube in, like, a bunch of different ways. And so I love that, like, rawness you get from that, like, crunchy MP3. Also, I do apologize. The song has, like, a bunch of explicit words in it. Can't play those on the radio, so I did try my best at editing the song myself, but hey, it might have been a little choppy. But also, if you didn't notice, then just forget everything I just said. I'm gonna play a song from an artist that you might not think fits on this playlist, but this is one of my favorite songs of theirs, and their earlier work I feel totally fits October. This album to me is what October feels like and sounds like. From Harry Styles' debut album, this is From the Dining Table.
Woke up alone in this hotel room, played with myself, where were you? Fell back to sleep, I got drunk by noon. I've never felt less cool. We haven't spoke since you went away. Comfortable silence is so overrated. Why won't you ever be the first one to break? Even my phone misses your call. By the way, I saw your friend that you know from work. He said you feel just fine. I see you gave him my old t-shirt, more of what was once mine. I see it's written, it's all over his face. Comfortable silence is so overrated. Why won't you ever say what you wanna say? Even my phone this is your call. By the way, maybe one day you'll call me and tell me that you're sorry too. Maybe one day you'll call me and tell me that you're sorry too. Maybe one day you'll call me and tell me that you're sorry too.
Songs and driving my old car across America, and I miss writing songs and feeling confident temporarily, and I miss waking up and feeling terrible. It seems so valuable. And I miss getting high with people I don't know and feeling like I should probably go right now. I gotta leave right now. I gotta go right now. Yeah, I gotta go. And I miss writing songs and sitting wondering if they'd be anything. And I miss singing songs and smoking cigarettes before the internet took all of my time. And I miss coming home after several months away and wishing I could stay. And I miss writing songs about who I used to be and people I don't see anymore. Where did everybody go? Where did everybody go? Where'd everybody go? Oh, well, I gotta leave right now. Writing songs and driving my old car back to Canada.
Noah Reed there with I Miss Writing Songs. If you couldn't tell, we've reached the sad part of the evening that I warned all of you would eventually come at the top of the show. Abby is not here for 1 week, and I play some of the saddest music known to man. And hey, that's just how we roll in October. Though again, when the sun starts setting so early, I just have this like hankering for this like cozy, acoustic, warm music. And Noah Reed definitely is one of those top artists for me. Another one of those artists, though, is, again, I'm going to go to the gatekeeping. I think it's because I've listened to this genre of music for so long that these are some of the artists that I, like, have listened to for the longest time and been a super fan of. We have Cave Town next. Cave Town, British musician. I have been a fan of his since before he released actual music on streaming services. I remember being like, I think I was in like grade 7 or something, and on Bandcamp downloading his music before anyone even knew who Bandcamp was. So I have some crazy MP3s from Cave Town that I don't even think exist anymore. I used to watch him on YouTube when he, you know, was a YouTuber with Conan Gray, that I think some videos are now deleted. Anyways, him and I go way back. I saw him for the first time in Toronto at a bar with 50 people, probably. And now he's, you know, playing Budweiser stage with Mother Mother. It's crazy to watch your little, like, music babies grow up like this. But another artist that I really wanted to play tonight but couldn't find a spot to fit them was Big Thief. Cave Town, a few years ago, covered one of my favorite Big Thief songs, so that's what we'll be listening to today. So, Cave Town's rendition of Paul by Big Thief.
Oh, the last time I saw Paul, I was horrible and almost let him in. But I stopped and caught the wall, and my mouth got dry. So all I did was take him for a spin. Yeah, we hopped inside my car, and I drove circles round the freight train yard. And he turned the headlights off, then he pulled the bottle out, and then he showed me what is love. Share a city only if the rest are offered to you.
Rusty Clanton there with All My Favorite Places, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. And that brings us to the end of our very chill evening together. I hope everyone's enjoyed spending a little quiet time with me tonight. I was very proud of this playlist, but again, it's because I've listened to so much of this genre that I was like really, you know, crafting this playlist. Next week, hopefully, I will be back with my lovely co-host Abby, and we will be doing some spooky music for Halloween. Abby's definitely spearheading that one, just because I don't love Halloween and therefore Halloween music. So you get my music this week and some spookiness from Abby next week. We're going to close off with one of my favorites from one of my favorite artists, from one of my favorite albums of all time. I love this song. I'm just going to say that. Matt Maltese, he's another British singer-songwriter. He released an album in 2019 called Crystal, and I absolutely love this album. It's probably one of my most listened to albums of all time. The last track on the album, Matt Maltese here, When You Wash Your Hair.
The red light of the evening, the cotton that you wear, they cover up your neck this way. Come naked crying, washing off Chanel from the edges of your neck this way. You did some things that you forgot, drinking wine and smoking pot. You tried to be someone you are not.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love, too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Same great show. Brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around